Hallelujah. 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 Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. I never would have made it. How could I have made it? I'm a wreck. I'm a wretch. How could I have ever made it? How could my mind stay alive? My mind, the pressure that goes on every day in our life. How did my body make it? How did my mind make it? How did my family make it? But now I see that you were there for me. Hallelujah. Hosanna! Come on, somebody. Hosanna! 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 Come on, magnify the Lord with me. Let's exalt his name together. Oh, his name is Jesus. Oh, the sweetest name I know. Hallelujah! 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my goodness. I never would have made it. Oh, man. Never would have made it. Never would have made it. I wouldn't have made it up to this service today if it wasn't for him. I wouldn't have gotten up out of my bed this morning if it wasn't for him. The air that's in my lungs wouldn't be there if it wasn't for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wouldn't have that job, hallelujah, that I complain about without him. But I thank God for what he's done for me. Hallelujah. When I think on the goodness of God and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Lord, I'm not going to sit here and complain about all the hell that I'm going through. You've defeated it, God. Oh, God. And now I see that you've been there for me. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. 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 I feel the Holy Spirit. We don't need instruments. We are the instruments. Oh, we are the instruments of his Holy Spirit. We can do whatever he wants us to do. You can command your flesh to stand to your feet and give him praise. You have the authority over your ability to give God praise in this place. Come on, somebody. Give God the praise in this place. Hallelujah. 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 He is worthy. I said he's worthy. I said he's worthy. Of some of the praise, of a little bit of your praise, of all your praise, then let's give God some praise like you mean it. Hallelujah. Woo! An instrument. We don't need an instrument. We are the instrument. Somebody said, I'm looking for a miracle. You are the miracle. Look in the mirror. Somebody's playing the lotto right now trying to hit the lotto. You are the lotto. Hallelujah. It took millions of sperm to get to that egg, and you won. Hey, shut up. Oh, you won. You a winner. Somebody said, I ain't won nothing. You made it, and you would have never made it. You would have never made it without him. Thank you, Jesus. But now I see. That's revelation. But now I see. Now I know we're talking about the right text here. Now that I see, yeah, that's revelation, that he was there for me. I'm going to be reading, go with me, the Hebrews. The Hebrews. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 6. I'm going to be reading from the Amplified version because it captured what I needed it to say. Hallelujah. The Amplified version. So if you had that on your app, go to the Amplified. If not, it'll read true. I'm reading Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4 through 6. Verse 4 through 6. Hallelujah. And I'm reading from the Amplified version. Welcome to Israel Life Church. Hallelujah. The Thank God for Trina. Thank God for the for our front line. Thank God for you. Those ladies are so fly. Them ladies are fly. You hear me? Trina, you single? I'm messing with you. Them ladies, look, somebody over there, somebody mad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible reads in verse 4, it says, "For it is impossible to restore to repentance those who have once been enlightened spiritually and who have tasted and consciously experienced the heavenly gift and have shared in the Holy Spirit and have tasted and consciously experienced the good word of God and the powers of the age world to come. And then having fall away, it is impossible to bring them back again to repentance, since they again nail the Son of God on the cross. For as far as they are concerned, they are treating the death of Christ as if they were not saved by it and are holding him up again to public disgrace. If we deny the truth of God to the world, the truth of God will deny us in heaven." I'm going to say it again. If we deny the truth of God to the world, if we deny it, the truth of God would deny us in heaven. But if we celebrate the truth, glorify the truth in the earth, he will celebrate us in glory in heaven. Hallelujah. Today, I'm going to share with you three forms of denial. Three forms of denial and how denial might be hurting your relationship with God. My goal is to help you identify this denial and restore the relationship with God you probably didn't even know was being hindered because of denial. You probably didn't know your relationship with God was being hindered because of denial. Go with me before the Lord. Father, we are here for you. We are here because of you. And we are here to hear from you. We are honored to be here today, God, under your presence. And Lord, I'm asking you to have your way. Do what you want to do, God. There is forgiveness in this house. There is casting down strongholds in this house, oh God. People will be delivered in this house today. And we welcome your authority and your power in this space. Father, hide me behind your cross. Do what you want to do. I can't take on the suffering, but you can. So I'm asking you to have your way. Do what you want to do. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Touch your neighbor next to you and just say, "I love you." Just say, "I love you." Go to the other side. Just go to the other side and say, "I love you." Don't sweat the small stuff. We want to get off. Shake all the unforgiveness out. Shake it all off. Shake it all off. Hallelujah. Belief is confidence in something to be true. A belief is, I have confidence in something to be true. Mm-hmm. That's belief. So for an example, those three young babies that came out of my wife's womb, I believe those are all mine. I'm confident. Okay, I didn't take no DNA test, but I'm confident that is true. They're mine. I'll put my life on it. They're mine, kids. Come on, somebody. Those are my kids. I believe it. Some of us believe if God gives us the grace to wake up one more day, some of us believe that we'll have a job to go to. Some of us have confidence that is true. Amen. There are some people in this room that believes that Jesus Christ is who he says he is, that he is the Son of God. Some of us believe that that is true. Hallelujah. And what we believe is what we celebrate. What we believe is what we celebrate. It's what we glorify. It's what we hold high, and we publicize it. We publicize it. We celebrate it. What we believe, we celebrate. That's why I'm saying, if you're somebody that believes in the name of Jesus, you're here to celebrate his name, because you know that under the name of Jesus that has been given to us under heaven, to men, no man can be saved but by the name of Jesus. It is by the name of Jesus. Whether I in words or in deeds, I know that I can do it in the name of Jesus. I believe that I am confident. Is there anybody in the room that is confident that Jesus is who he said he is? Come on, somebody. That he is the lover of my soul. Come on. The Savior of the world. The King of kings. Come on, somebody. The King of all kings. The Prince of Peace. The Almighty God. He is exactly what he says he is. Hallelujah. 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 Belief. Belief. Whatever we believe in, we exalt it, we celebrate it, we glorify it. Come on, somebody. I want you to touch your neighbor and say, what we believe, we glorify. What we believe, we glorify. Come on, we celebrate. That means to celebrate. That means to celebrate, to publicize. Now, usually the enemy will present doubt when you believe. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Usually when you believe, the devil will present doubt. But understand this, denial is not doubt. The enemy is not presenting doubt. Excuse me, presenting denial. You are. Denial comes from you. Denial means to know the truth, but won't admit it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because it intervenes, it interferes with your self-interest. Denial is knowing the truth, but you denounce it for your own self-interest. That's denial. Come on, somebody. Come on. Have you ever, not you. For an example, have you ever known something to be true? You knew it was true, but you didn't want it to be. Now, okay. Let me talk to you. You didn't want it to be, right? Now, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about somebody you know, right? That's better, right? You knew that person was married that you was dating. Not you, but somebody you know. But you didn't want them. You didn't want that to be true. I don't want that to be true. No, they married. I don't want that to be true. But I don't want it to be true when I know it's true. That's called what? Denial. That's called denial. Hallelujah. Not you, but you know somebody, you have a friend, right, that made a decision, consensual. We grown-ups, right? They made a decision, and the fruit of that decision has puffed up. Now, instead of me taking care of my business, holding myself responsible for my decision, that ain't none of mine. They ain't none of mine. I ain't talking about you, but somebody you know, because they're in the... Come on, somebody. Maybe somebody that you know, not you, has an addiction. And their addiction is terrorizing their family, their marriage, them raising their children. Not you. You know about it, though. And they say, man, I'm cool. My family's cool. I'm taking care of my kids. I'm taking care of my family. Everything is all right. But they're really in denial. Come on, somebody. Somebody has been diagnosed with something, maybe a health disorder. Instead of them changing their habits and doing what the doctor says to do, they say, I'm cool. I'm all right. Don't worry about that. I'm all right. Y'all worry about yourself. Not you, but somebody you know is in denial. Come on, some. Maybe somebody is dealing with a divorce, struggling. The trauma of divorce and being abandoned and being betrayed. Failing. I failed at something that's supposed to work. Well, I watch everybody else, it works, but mine failed. And I'm going through the agony of what that feels like. And somebody says, man, maybe you need to see somebody. Man, I'm cool. Not you, but somebody is in. Or maybe somebody has gone through some type of trauma when they was a kid. Maybe somebody touched them or said something or really affected them and their behavior's acting out. Not you, but you know somebody. And it's affecting their job and how they deal with people. And it's like, hey, man, listen, maybe we should talk. Maybe we need to talk about it. No, I'm cool. Something wrong with you. Not me. Not you, y'all. Not y'all. But somebody is in the... Denial, according to psychologists, denial is a defense mechanism. Yeah. It's how we avoid anxieties and pressures that are coming on. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to talk about it. I need to be like, it's to try to buy yourself time. It's a defense mechanism. But if it goes untreated, it could be fatally harmful to you. Yes, you could be seriously harmed or fatal or worse. What we deny, we crucify. Touch your neighbor and let them know that what we deny, we crucify. You hear what I'm saying? What we deny, we crucify. The crowds. Jesus is in his ministry. And he's 3 years in it. Jesus Christ, 3 years in his ministry. You know that thing is off the charts. That boy got more Instagram followers, Facebook followers, hallelujah, than you can even imagine. The thousands are following him. It doesn't matter where he is. There are by the thousands are gathered together because they believe him. They believe. They're following the signs and the miracles. There are so many people that are around Jesus that not even Jesus' mother can get around him. Not even his family. They're outside the city. Your mom and your daddy outside the city. I'm about my father's business right here. You know what I'm saying? I'm about my father's business. I ain't got time to be playing around over there. The crowds. It doesn't matter where he was. Jesus had an entourage of thousands of people. You had a young woman, desperate. And the only way she can get a glimpse of him, the only way she can get around him is crawl up and find the hem of his garment. He's crowded around him. Jesus is in boats. Hallelujah. And when he's in a boat, while he's riding in the boat, people are on the shore following the boat. It's crowds. These crowds are everywhere. The crowds are everywhere. He can't break for the crowd. The crowds were with him all day long. In the name of Jesus. The crowds were with him all day long, and because of his compassion, he takes an inadequate supply of food, and because of his compassion, he gives thanks for something that's inadequate, and he feeds the multitude of people. He feeds them all with 12 baskets left. The crowds are there because they believe him. They'll believe him. These are all full of believers that are following the signs, the wonders, the miraculous power of God. But also in the crowd, there's Pharisees, there's Sadducees, there's high priests. There are political groups that is in the crowd that has that's the tension going on. There's a problem with Jesus. Because these crowds' belief in Jesus is messing up their self-interest, their political interest. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's messing it up. So they're in denial. And what makes matters worse, they're losing people on their political trail. You know how? Because just at this moment, Jesus just performs his latest and greatest miracle. Y'all don't know this one. He raises a man from the dead. Okay, that didn't work over that side. Maybe I'll get this side. Jesus raises a man from the dead. Okay, this side got it. Jesus, the man is stinking. He's in a tomb cave for 4 days. Stinks. And Jesus raised the man from the dead. Yeah. Ah, hallelujah. And the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the priests are getting angry because they're losing people in their political party. Now, the Pharisees, Sadducees, and the high priest were like not that much different than our political party. The Republicans, Democrats, the Independents. They couldn't agree on anything. They can't agree on anything. But they could agree on this one, that they needed to do something with Jesus because they had a problem. He was interfering with their political interests. Hallelujah. Somebody say they were in denial. They're in denial. If they would admit that Jesus Christ was who he said he was, the Son of God, the Messiah, the great I am, hallelujah, God in the flesh, Logos, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. If he was who he said he was, that means that they would have to admit that their situation they set up was all jacked up. They would have to admit to it, and they would have to submit their position, their power, and authority at the feet of Jesus. Their whole setup had to come down. But no. But they were in the... Come on, somebody. Is there anybody that loves Jesus, that knows Jesus to be the Son of God? Maybe not you, maybe somebody else. But maybe if you knew he was the Son of God, maybe that situation that you're in, you probably wouldn't be in. If you really knew. Because if you knew you was wrong. You have to admit it. You have to admit that it's wrong, and then eventually you have to surrender all, because I know that he is the Son of God. Hallelujah. The Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Denial. Hallelujah. Through denial, whatever I deny, I crucify. These men set up a plot to kill him. We got to take him out. Because we're not willing to change our behavior. I don't want to come off my power, my authority, my position. I don't want to do that. So instead of admitting he is what the evidence says he is, we got to kill him. What we deny, we crucify. Come on, somebody. And what I believe, I glorify. Let's say that again. One time, church. What I deny, I crucify, and what I believe. Come on, somebody. In this first example of denial, this is what I call, for those who note take, hallelujah, denial with a denial. I'm from St. Louis. Denial. I'm from St. Louis. Gonna grab the mic. Hallelujah. We're gonna give God some. Come on, give God some praise. He is so good. He is so good. Thank you. Pull that from my head. Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm just meant for a mic in my hand. I don't know. I'm trying to, come on now. God is good. Amen. Testing. Hallelujah. Denial with a hardened heart. When you're in denial, your heart is hardened. Do you hear what I'm saying? When you're in denial, your heart is hardened. You are blind to reality. You can't see.
You can't see. This is why Jesus, when the Pharisees and the Sadducees came and said, look, dude, we want to believe in you. Show us, praise the Lord, show us a miracle. Show us a sign. But this is why he didn't show them a sign or a miracle, Aunt. It's because a miracle and a sign will make somebody with a hardened heart, harden even worse. In other words, your heart would be even more hardened. Did you hear what I just said? When you have a hardened heart, you can't see. So you're in denial. You can't even see. So if I show you the evidence, you won't ever believe it because you can't see. And signs and wonders makes it worse. Do you follow what I'm saying? So for an example, let me prove it. Everybody in here had somebody in their lives make them mad. They made you good. They made you good and mad. Amen. And God started blessing them. God blessed them with a family. God blessed them with a best-selling book. God blessed them with, they were awarded the best citizen, I don't know, in the world. Right? God blessed them with this. God blessed them with that. And you see them blowing up on Facebook, Instagram. Your friends talking. Your friends know you don't like them. But your friends like, girl, did you hear about so-and-so? I don't want to hear about so-and-so. Right? I'm asking you, with all that blessings that are going on in life, do you congratulate them? Shame the devil. No, you ain't congratulate them because it's heaping hot coals on you. Hallelujah. I know this is real. I know this real because I got it from a young man, well, older man now, by the name of Tom Brady. Now, I only got a few people because I only got a few football fans in here, but you'll get it. Tom Brady is a quarterback for the New England Patriots. I hated him since I got some people that feeling me now. Because y'all think you can say hate in church. Now y'all feeling me. I hated him since 2001. Once they beat my St. Louis Rams, I hated them. Because they cheated on us, right? From that point on, that brother began to win championship after championship after championship. Listen to me. The standard was 6. Because that's Jordan. We're talking about in the most difficult team sport in America, football, this dude won 7. And what makes it worse, Wally, he jumped on another team just to show you how bad I am, and I'm going to win one there, as if he was doing it purpose to me. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Miracles. Miracles don't change your heart. Miracles make the heart harder. it makes it way more harder. This is why when God blesses you, come on somebody, I wish there was another hater that comes in my life. Hallelujah. Because when the Lord exalts me, blesses me, hallelujah, you're heaping hot coals on them. Hallelujah. Forcing them to repent. That's the only way they don't get free of that hardened heart. You keep on watching me, honey. You keep on watching because I, come on, hallelujah. I almost stepped in the name of love right there. Hallelujah. They shouldn't have gave me the mic. I was good with that little piece. Come on. This form of denial is dangerous because evidence won't change you. Do you hear what I'm saying? When I present it in front of you, it won't change you. Hallelujah. Because you won't let go of your own self-interest. Come on, somebody. How many of us know we have to deny ourselves and take up our cross daily and follow Christ? We have to deny ourselves so that we don't deny God. Because when you deny, you crucify. Come on. Hallelujah. Then number two. Then you have people who are in denial publicly, but believe privately. This should have been number one for me. Do you hear what I just said? I know for those note takers. The second one is denial publicly, but believe privately. This is the epitome of the definition. You know the truth, but you won't admit it because your own self-interest. You know the truth. Listen, man, listen to this. We see this in the news. I know y'all watch the CNN, Fox News, the CNBCs and all that stuff. Stop watching that stuff. That stuff is, I know I ain't getting no amens. I'm going to stay right here until I get one. That stuff is propaganda. Do you understand what I'm saying? Those people aren't interested in telling you the truth. They're paid to tell you what their network wants you to know. They're not telling you no truth. They don't get paid to tell you. I'm watching this stuff, and I'm watching people get shot in the street and cops and all kind of crazy stuff. And I'm like, you see this stuff, and you're justifying it? No, they're saying what they're paid to say. It's propaganda. They're being paid. They don't care about you. They care about their own self-interest. This is denial. They know the truth, but denounce it for their own self-interest. We do the same thing when we cover up for people who are in our life or industries in our life that we don't want to talk about, that we don't want to, come on, get at, like, that we don't want to rebuke. I'm going to say that word again, that we don't want to rebuke, like, yo, what you're doing is wrong. What you're doing is wrong. I love you, but what that is, that's wrong, baby. You can't be doing it. But we cover for them. They may have an addiction. Come on, they may be lying, they may be stealing, you may have somebody that you know that's corrupt. They come up here and you know they said one thing and then you know the truth, but they say something else. And you try to justify it by saying it ain't illegal. It's not illegal, they ain't breaking no laws, it's going to be all right. Come on, somebody. So we're more focused on pleasing what man thinks than what God thinks. That's where we've gotten to. Do you hear what I'm saying, Trina? We care more about what people think about us. We care about man's approval than God's approval. I had a friend. I'm going to say this because this is a church. Did you hear what I just said? This is a church, so I'm going to say this. I love everybody. I want people to be happy. I do. But because this mandate is on my life, I'm going to compel people to get saved. Amen. I don't care who you are, but I'm happy for you. You do your business. Do your business. I get it. But I had a friend of mine post something on Facebook. This is a church, so I'm going to talk church stuff. She posted something on Facebook, and I know this person to be a Christian. Pentecostals of all denominations. I ain't getting no whole bunch of, because people don't know what that means. Pentecostalism is a little bit more stricter than the other denominations. Hot dog. Yeah. I'm going to come back over here. And so she's Pentecostal. And she posted a marriage. And I'm thinking like, dog, you know, that's awesome. She got married. And she's posting it, this stuff. She's celebrating. She's honored. She's glorifying this marriage, and the marriage is two men. Okay, let me talk to this side, because this side is in denial. We're going to have some church, and I'm going to tell the truth. I don't have any sponsors. And if I did, I had lost them all. I lost all my sponsors. But that's why I ain't wearing Jordan today. Yeah, I don't wear Jordan. Same-sex marriage. And understand, what you believe, you glorify. In other words, you celebrate. So she's posting this, and guess what she says? She quotes, "The best wedding I've ever seen." This is a Christian. So understand this. Listen to what I'm saying with my heart. I love everybody. Take my sound bite. You can add that. I don't care. I love everybody, and I want everybody to be happy. And somebody was like, "Man, listen, man, you baiting. Listen to what I'm saying. I will not deny and crucify my Lord and Savior. I will not celebrate what God doesn't celebrate. I only got 5 hands. That's okay. That's okay. You can deny him if you want. But I'm not going to deny the word of God. Because if I know that if I deny God unto man, he will deny me unto his Father." It's a church. And I'm not going to sit here and run around and just let any, I'm not going to celebrate it. Hey, listen, do your thing. Do your thing. I want you happy, truly. I want you to be glad. I want you to be happy. But I don't have to celebrate it. Because if I celebrate it, then I'm in denial of what he said. Man, I wish I had a, woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor up there bashing. No, I ain't. I'm not going to deny. The only thing I'm going to celebrate and glorify is the word of God. Come on, somebody. I love everybody. I love everybody. The Bible says in John, I just want to read this. In John 12, 42 to 43, listen to what Jesus says. He says, "Nevertheless," this is in John, "nevertheless, many of the rulers believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they were not confessing him," we're talking about Jesus, "for fear that they would be put out of the synagogues, for they loved the approval of men rather than the approval of God." I'm just saying, somebody, I'm going to talk to somebody right now. Listen, honey, you got to draw a line in the sand. I'm not saying be hateful. We love. You either denying to crucify, come on, or you believe and to glorify. And I'm not glorifying that. Because if I glorify that elder, I'm denying the Christ. And I ain't doing that for nobody. I ain't lost all my sponsors. Look, I ain't lost my sponsors and half the church. Oh my goodness. My goodness. Am I all right? My therapist in here. Am I okay? My therapist. And then the last one, third. Denial. I'm from St. Louis. Denial when your life is on the line. Denial when your life is on the line. Peter is the man. Listen, if it was anybody you could be one of Jesus' disciples, which one were you going to be? Peter. Peter, man, son. Listen, as soon as he comes on the scene, Jesus is like the rock. Isn't that gangster, though? Like, you know what I mean? You go see Jesus for the first time, and he say, "You a rock. You that dude." That was Peter. Yo, I'm going to get to that piece in a second. He just said, minister just said he carried the weapon. I'm going to get there. Jesus called him the rock. Peter was the man who had a revelation. And Jesus said, "Ooh-wee, upon that rock, I'm going to build my entire church. I'm going to build a church on that revelation." Peter walked with Jesus. Peter not only, can you imagine this man? He actually walked with the man. Peter walked with this man. Not only did he walk with him, Peter walked on some water. He was the only disciple. Yeah, he walking on water like, hold up. Peter walked on water. Peter was in Jesus' inner circle. He was close to him. Peter, this me and Jesus. Peter. And like Minister said, Peter didn't cut off. Listen, they didn't put their hands on my Savior. Man, my man pulled his sword up and cut that man's ear off. Listen, in one translation, Jesus put the ear back on, but the other three, that ear stayed off. In one of the Gospels, the ear went back on. Well, that's a third now. That's a third chance you get your ear back. Come on, hallelujah. But when Jesus was taken and he was captured by the Sanhedrin tribe, when Peter was asked, were you with them? He denied it. His life was on the line. The same passion he had when he told Jesus, I ain't going nowhere. I'll die with you, Jesus. He said, I'll die with you, Jesus. But when checked, I don't know him. Bible said he started cussing the man out. You go back and read the text. The Bible said he started cussing. Oh, y'all forgot how to cuss. They didn't forget how to cuss. He started cussing. Can you imagine having a BFF? I think my wife said best friends forever. They looked at me like they didn't know what that was, so that's why I said that. Have you ever had somebody in your life that you thought you could count on? And they told you, I'm there for you. I'm with you to the end of the age. And as soon as the Lord elevated you, or watch this, or when the Lord had to abase you, he had to humble you. My best friend, Minister Troy, gave me this one. Your relationships, hallelujah, are only consistent with the revelation you have. I'm going to unpack that. It's only predicated on the revelation that you have. In other words, listen, we got to have some skin in the game, some time in the game, some sweat equity in the game. Yeah, I might feel this way with you, but when the revelation is taken from me, I scatter. The Bible says, Jesus told the disciples, look, hallelujah, the shepherd will be struck down and the sheep will scatter. Hallelujah. But when I am risen, hallelujah, I will lead you in Galilee. Oh, my God. I thank Jesus. Right. I will meet you there. And the disciples said, no, we ain't going nowhere. And it's based on the revelation because they've seen all the miracles, Aunt, but they never had the true revelation of really who he is. We see what you can do here, but actually lying your life down and raising yourself from the dead is a whole nother level. In other words, the revelation I had with Jesus was outside of me. But when he died and rose again, then the revelation was revealed to me exactly who he is. Your relationships is predicated on the revelation, what is revealed to you. It's what's revealed, and he revealed it to them when he was risen. So much so, I got to go down this rabbit hole because I'm going to get back. So much so, that same Peter, if you do your history, he was so gung-ho for Jesus after seeing the risen Savior. If you do some research, they actually crucified Peter upside down. How do you go from denying them to, man, whatever? Listen, turn my joint upside down. How about that? I'll do that for him. That's when you get revelation. That's what I'm saying to you. Some of us are in different places in our lives with the Lord. Your revelation of him is dictated on how you live. If you're still struggling with that thing, revelation. Because if you really, 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 really knew that he was the Son of God, the Son of the living God, that he's your Savior, the King of Kings, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, the lover of this. If you really, really knew that, would you still be in that same mess that you're in? Really? If you really, really had that level of revelation, would you? Would you? But thank God for his grace. Hallelujah. Thank God for his grace. Grace means that he gives us time for that revelation to grow. That's why the Bible says there's therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walketh not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Thank him for his grace. Hallelujah. I want to share this. That's the three. Those are the three. I want to, hallelujah. I want denial with a hardened heart. Denial in public, belief in private. Denial when life is on the line. Everybody got that down. Denial delivered Jesus to Pontius Pilate, the governor of Judea. And this is, and when he's delivered, our Savior doesn't say a word because he knows his destiny. And this is what Pontius Pilate says. He says, Jesus said, why don't you answer me? I have authority to release you or crucify you. Deny to crucify, belief to glorify. He says, I have authority to release you or to crucify you. And Jesus says, you would have no authority unless he from above has given you that authority. But he says, greater is the sin for those that delivered me to you. Deny to crucify. Believe to glorify. Deny to crucify. Believe to glorify. Come on, somebody. Greater. Greater is the sin for those that deliver Christ to be crucified because you denied him. Dang, this is a tough one. But I'm going to get you back. I'm going to get you back. Close your eyes. Close them. We got officers in the back, so don't worry about it. Close them. You are in heaven, and you see the gates. Watch here. You can see the gates. And in front of the gate, there is a line of people getting in. And as one person goes in the gate, there's a roar from the angels. The angels are giving, hallelujah, the person who's going in the same glory, the same celebration that individual gave God on earth. So as one goes in, yes, hallelujah, angels are screaming. Heaven's doors are opening. Hallelujah. Now you're up at the gate. And again, the praise, the glory, hallelujah, the celebration is all predicated on how you celebrate him here on earth. How does it sound? No church. I'm asking you as you go through the gate, how does the roar sound? Okay, that's how y'all sound. This is how mine sound. Hallelujah! Let's try that again. Let's try that again. Because I had the whole church actually fall asleep. Those of you at home. The way you go through those gates, imagine is how you celebrate God here on earth is how he celebrates you in heaven. Do you understand? So let's try that again. Close your eyes. Now it's your turn. Everybody that went before you, there was celebration because that's how they celebrated Christ on earth. How does it sound as the doors open for you? Come on now, stand to your feet and give him some glory. Hosanna! Hosanna! Come on, stand to your feet and give him some glory. Hosanna! Come on, stand to your feet and give our Lord some glory. He is worthy. I said, stand to your feet and give him some praise. Because he deserves all of your praise. Come on. As we celebrate when we're on earth, he is celebrating us there in heaven. I said, as we celebrate when we're on earth, he is celebrating us in heaven. Come on, somebody. Are you tired? I said, you tired? Give God some praise. Hosanna! I said, Hosanna! I said, Hosanna! Oh! That's how it's supposed to sound when you go through them gates. But watch this. That's how it's supposed to sound here on earth. Hey! Hey! Play that music. Hebrew boy. I want to pray with you. I know, listen to what I'm saying. What I said today, some things I said today that may have been an offense to somebody. But understand something. That's not my word. That's God's word. And I'm not going to be the one that's going to deny it. I'm not going to believe to celebrate something that God doesn't celebrate. I'm just not. I love you. I promise you. I will pastor you. I will love you. Regardless of whatever situation you're dealing with, I promise you. I will love you. We, this church, will love you. But we cannot celebrate something that God doesn't celebrate. Whatever you believe, you celebrate, you glorify. And whatever you deny, you crucify. And we're not going to crucify our Savior afresh. I ain't doing that for nobody. They can be outside my house picketing. I'm still going to come to the church. Praise the Lord. Because I love you and I love the Lord. Praise the Lord. As we pray, my prayer is that we do not deny God no more. Don't deny him in your home. Don't deny him in your car. Don't deny him in your decisions. Don't deny him with that person that's living at your crib that ain't supposed to be there. Listen, we got to be real, and it's not because I'm attacking you. It's because I love you, and you have grace, meaning time. Get them out. And if you living over there, get out. Because if you doing that, you're denying God, which means you're crucifying him afresh. Father, I thank you for a real church that we can have this conversation and this message in church. Not afraid of the world, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. Father, we thank you. We honor you. We glorify you, God. This is your week. Hosanna. We glorify your name, God. We wouldn't have never made it. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you, God. And so, God, we yield ourselves. We submit ourselves to you as the one and true God. We thank you for being able to be here regardless of our condition, regardless of our health, regardless of whatever argument we had on the way up here. We made it before your word. Now, God, I pray that you would bless everyone that heard this word today. You bless them. God, we don't need your miracles. We need your word. And, Father, we thank you for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. At this moment, this is our opportunity to really show God how we appreciate him. He says in his word, test me to see if I will not pour out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. What kind of God would dare you that? He's daring you to trust him. Go into your heart, not in your pocket. What you got in your pocket ain't enough. But what's in your heart is what he wants. Because what's in your heart is going to change that hardened heart. Hallelujah. It's going to change it. It's going to change it. Change it. If you're online right now and you want to know how to give, please go to your text message and text Give Real to 73256. That should be on the screen right now. Or you can go to our website at IsraelLife.com. That's IsraelLife.com. I thank and praise the Lord today because the world is bold in their celebrations in what they believe. When we gonna get bold? We don't want to talk about the Lord at work. We don't want to talk about the Lord at home. We don't want to talk about the Lord at the restaurants. Why we hiding them? Let's celebrate him. Put them on a poster. Put them on your lifestyle. Where people see you, they see him. I love everybody. We all have situations we fighting. But I am not going to sit here and deny and crucify. When you have that sacrifice that you're giving into the Lord, would you just please raise it, your hand into the air as a sweet-smelling savor, sweet-smelling aroma unto God, because he's worthy. And I thank God so much because he loves you so much that he'll take what you're giving him and he's going to give you tenfold. Hallelujah. How you doing? Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for all of the offerings, the tithes, the gifts, whatever form that individuals are giving into you to. We thank you to even have the heart to give it. And Lord, we know that this is just a small token of our appreciation to you. But Lord, we're going to try you now. Test you. To see if you're going to do what you said you was going to do. We're doing this because we love you, but we're also doing it because we want you to show off, Daddy. So, Lord, we pray that these funds go exactly where they need to go in this ministry. Exactly. And, Lord, that you will give back into those that give. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together and running over. Shall men pour into their bosom. but they'll have enough to help mommy and daddy out. God, we thank you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 amen.